James Thompson Boston here, and I am so proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, who are leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Plus, they have such good netballs, you should check the designs out. They are wicked. Just head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's get more in the build-up to this year's Nationals. Another team taking part is the side representing Netball America. Natasha Ainsley-Thomas is their president and heads up Carolina Nets. And we're also joined by somebody that's well-known to Storm and Hurricane fans, Steph Bello. Thank you both for your time.
You're welcome.
Natasha, Nationals is always really an important part of the year. So I suppose, how did Netball America come to be involved this time around? It's your first time, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our first time at the tournament, and we're super excited. And honestly, it was invitation. We made the right connections because we just got a new partnership with Gilbert. And through that, it kind of exposed the world to, there's actual netball in America. And they reached out and we got an invitation. So a really cool opportunity.
Tell me a bit about how the team was actually selected, because America's a pretty big place.
Yeah, so it is tough. We do have to rely a lot on the athletes traveling like the other side of the country in order to trial. Last year we did video entries, but because the netball community in America, we are spread out, but we are quite small. So everybody who is a good player has more than likely been seen. So it was a lot of old footage and what we already knew of players. And then, yeah, the selection process kind of went from our trusted coaches, such as Steph.
Explain a little bit more about, obviously, the standard of the game in America and maybe a little on how the league's set up, for those who don't know.
Yeah, so right now we have National Netball League, and this year we had six teams enter across the Northeast, East Coast, and South. And this league was Netball America run that allowed us to come together in as much as close as we could, which made the most sense. So we've got games happening in North Carolina and Texas. And yeah, everyone comes together and plays each other. But it's happening three times throughout the year, just because, you know, with the locations being such a pain in the butt for everyone to travel to, we've got to spread them out. It can't be like a 2-hour drive to Loughborough from Manchester or something like that. But really excited about the standard. Everyone's putting their best teams in. Some teams are still in their development stages, but it's a really good experience for them to see what they could grow to. So we've got our finals coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll see how that goes.
Steph, when you first move over to America, how tricky was it for you to find that team initially?
Yeah, Carolina Nets didn't exist when I moved over. So I got involved by just reaching out to, funny enough, Netball America, but you had to really Google it. And I went to the US Open and just as a single, and they just put me with a team, and I just matched with a team in Houston and just ended up playing with them.
And it still gives you that same drive, that same passion when you play the games?
It was different, right? So it'd been, you know, 10 years and after two little ones. So, you know, that's now, to be fair, when I moved over. But I knew I'd kind of realized and recognized that I wasn't going to be playing anymore. So then it was just anything I could find just for a little bit of fun. And then by complete chance, I happened to come across the announcement of Natasha being the new president for Netball America. 18 months ago. And then recognized that she was from North Carolina, or living in North Carolina, not far from me. So I reached out. And then join Carolina Nets that way. But I mean, it's a brand new club that Natasha and Rachel set up. So it's only, 18 months, 2 years old?
Oh, yeah, no, 2 years in June.
Yeah. So, really, really new. So, yeah, so it's advanced so much even the last few years I've been in the States.
Natasha, tell me a bit more about Carolina Nets, for maybe those that don't know in particular. 2 years old.
Yeah, so Carolina Nets all kind of started. So I actually originally went to America on a golf scholarship and did university in America. And then as soon as that side of my life was done and I graduated, I was like, I need to get back into sports. And netball's always been my love growing up in the UK. So I reached out into a Facebook group called British Ladies in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I got two ladies who were hardcore, yes, let's do this. And we all got together and was like, how can we, you know, market this sport? How do we get people to get involved? We need locations. And it kind of just grew from there. And it's been really cool because I've been able to, as I've met more people in North Carolina, Americans especially, kind of dragging them in to come and try the sport. So we're really exposing it to other Americans, but also it's been lovely being around other Brits since you're in another country surrounded by Americans all the time. Having that kind of, which not even just Brits, we've got New Zealand in there, we've got Australia, we've got some Jamaicans. So it's really international club, and it's just lovely having all the expats together and sharing a piece of home and things like that. So we've bonded really nicely as a club and a team. And then netball is kind of the thing that's helped us facilitate that bond.
So tell me a bit more about the team that's been selected for nationals. Obviously, it includes you and Steph, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, so from the back of last year, I was asked just to help a little bit with coaching. So we had a couple of training sessions, three training sessions. We had two in North Carolina, one in Houston, where everybody was invited to who was interested in playing. They had to come and play. I'm not going to say trial, but it was just more along the lines of let's see what people have got. So you had to come to at least one. And then we selected from there. So we whittled it down. So obviously mixed just in terms of the balance of how many men and how many women. And then myself and two others, we selected a squad of 12 to come over and play. So some we played together in the Dubai tournament, so Dubai Sevens last year. Some were a couple of new people that we've just moved across to the States. And yeah, that's pretty much how we've done it. And what's amazing, I was just saying to one of the coaches this morning, it's amazing that pretty much, I think bar one, everybody made it. Like, it's a huge commitment to say you're going to come across. It's self-funded.
Yeah.
So you're making this commitment to take holiday off. In the States, holiday time is very limited. So to come over and make it to Loughborough and, you know, be committed to coming to training, and playing in a huge tournament, it's massive. And this, and for some people, some players, this is the biggest tournament they've ever played in. And we're not a team that can get together and play together every week. Like, it's when you can. You know, sometimes you haven't played together for maybe 6 months and you've got players that have never played together. So it's quite different. It's very different to back home. But it's just phenomenal that all these players and coaches have come across, partake in this tournament, and then just see where we measure up. Like, we have no idea at this point. So we're going to definitely find out in our first game, just to see how we measure up against mix, because we know it's super strong over here.
Yeah. Netball UK over here ran a survey on netball in the Olympics. Just maybe your thoughts on that, especially given the fact that it's not played as widely over in the States.
Yeah, I mean, I think tournaments such as this are going to be what help get it into the Olympics, and also growing it, what Netball America is doing, growing it in other countries and having these kinds of opportunities to bring more people into it, because we are a super international team. I think we have like two full-blooded Americans on the team. Everyone else are expats who, you know, live there. And as much as I love this opportunity for us, because we didn't get it at home, eventually it will be all Americans playing. And that's when that happens, that's when we'll be able to progress and get it into the Olympics. And the fact that the Olympics next year is actually coming to LA, I plan to be making a big splash in America about how, you know, netball's not in, and how we can do it. And then it goes to Australia the following year. So the next 4 years are going to be absolutely critical for us getting it into the Brisbane Olympics, because it could definitely happen. I don't see why it shouldn't. It's such an amazing sport. It just, as soon as America takes it up, then we know it's going to
be. It'll keep you busy, won't it? It'll keep you busy in the meantime.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You'll both be looking forward to it as well, because obviously we've seen people like Liana, Jade Clark going to be taking part, and that shows just how important they are at the tournament.
Yeah, definitely seen some names.
You too, right? Steph, don't worry.
Oh, bless you. And that's what's going to make it fun. And this is what I was saying to the team as well. Look, you know, we don't train together, but this, come into it with this is, you know, phenomenal experience to get out there on a stage that we don't get this often. These are once in a blue moon opportunities, like once a year if we're lucky. You know, a lot of us partake in the US Open, but it's different. It's all within the same, you know, we're doing that every year. To do something like this where we get to go abroad and measure ourselves against other teams and play in different tournaments, that's what brings the experience. So, you know, and it's going to be wonderful for our team to play against those players, to see what it feels like, And again, see how they match up. And again, it's, you know, it's different, right? It's tournament, even though it's long. I mean, it's 4 8-minute. I don't think I've ever played in the tournament where you have four quarters.
Yeah.
And each game, I think the finals are 4:15. So it's going to be a brand new experience for a lot of us. And for me as well, that there's new rules that, you know, I've never done tactical changes. You know, there's a couple of rules that I've certainly never played with. So it's going to be quite a different feel. So we're just here absolutely for the experience and see how we measure up.
I suppose the final question then, what do you want to have achieved out of it? Just the experience?
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, it is this amazing experience, seeing how we measure up and having, you know, a truly competitive opportunity that we don't get in the States. And also for me, in terms of Netball America, it's really shaping the vision that I have. How can we bring this whole thing that's being set up to America? What do we need to do to get to this level? So yeah, my goals are definitely to network, meet people, and just enjoy every ounce of this opportunity.
Natasha and Steph, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the tournament.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.